Dr. Malcolm Grant said the argument that vaccination does not prevent COVID-19 is weak, as the vaccines provide a high level of protection against severe complications from COVID-19. He said although the vaccines do not offer 100% protection, it offers significant protection, especially for those people with comorbidities.
Taking the vaccine, it has been shown that such individuals have a much, much, much lower chance of developing long COVID. It doesn't mean that they will not or cannot, but let's put it this way. If you have 100 people that are vaccinated versus 100 people that are unvaccinated and both groups get COVID, 37 out of those 100 who are unvaccinated will end up with long COVID, as opposed to maybe 2 to 3 out of those that are vaccinated. So, okay, a lot of people not be vaccine and say, well, you know, what sense does it make taking it if it isn't 100% protective against A, getting COVID, or maybe even getting long COVID? But can you really, you know, is that a non-disingenuous way of looking at the vaccine? In other words, you know, the vaccine doesn't promise 100% protection, but it does promise that it gives you a significant protection against hospitalization, death, and long COVID. So, you know, it's not an argument against the vaccine by citing the fact that one or two people may still, who are fully vaccinated, may still end up getting a severe form of the disease or long COVID. And these individuals quite often have some significant comorbidity, in that they may have, you know, a compromised immune system. They may be elderly, they may be frail, or they may be fall into a category like a extremely poorly controlled diabetic, etc., where the vaccine cannot be exclusively depended on to provide 100% protection.
Local general practitioner Dr. Malcolm Grant. Regionally, the Caribbean Tourism COVID-19 Task Force is urging Caribbean people to continue to protect themselves and the health and lives of those around them by practicing sound health safety measures while celebrating the spirit of the season. And the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in Barbados since the outbreak now stands at 27,308. Internationally, the top U.S. infectious disease expert says Christmas travel will increase with the spread of the Omicron COVID-19 variant, even among the fully vaccinated. Dr. Fauci, who advises the U.S. government on the pandemic, said the variant was now raging through the world. Meanwhile, the U.K. government announced that it is buying millions of doses of new COVID treatment pills as the Omicron variant takes hold, while cutting the isolation period for positive cases. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.